Hi, I'm Marilyn Tortorelli. I'm with Morrison Ritchie Associates. This meeting at 6 o'clock is for Two Rivers Parcel O, Phase 1. It's an age-restricted development, and it is a pre-submittal sketch. I want to just, a couple things. I want to say some corrections. I know the letter that went out for the invites said that the APF was addressed previously with the sketch. That was incorrect. All the APF of this project will be addressed with the sketch plan and through the typical county process. This is what I said. I have to record this. I need to get through information, then we will have questions and answers. Okay? I can only yell so loud. Did you hear what I said? Do I need to repeat about the APF? Adequacy of public facilities. So adequacy of public facilities will be addressed with the sketch plan, which includes traffic, schools, outfalls, fire, and storm drain. So the other thing that I just want to make clear is there is specific information that I have to go through. It's required by the county, as we have to record the meeting. It's required by the county. So I am going to go through that information first, and then once I'm done, it shouldn't take me more than 10 minutes. We'll open it up for about a half an hour for questions and answers, and then at 1:45, I have to close this meeting down, save the recording, and get set up for the next meeting. So I just want to make sure everybody understands how we're going to do this. So I'm going to start with information. In accordance with Article 17-2-107C, we are required to have a pre-submittal community meeting within 6 months of submitting a sketch plan. So this is the community meeting for the sketch plan for Phase 1. We are right now calling it Two Rivers Parcel O. I'm sure it will have a name at some point along the line. And it is in the southwest quadrant. I'm going to actually talk about the overall first. Parcel O is located here. Phase 1 is in the lower quadrant with Meyer Station and Grays Ford. Here's Conway Road, there's Two Rivers Boulevard that goes down to Dawn and Estuary. These are the gardens, if that helps you understand where we are. This project is not a capital project. It's actually a privately proposed project. The ownership of the property is Two Rivers Associates, and we do have a couple representatives here. The zoning is a combination, mostly R2, and there's some strips of RA. Actually, Anne Arundel County is in the process of fixing those strips with the region plans so that they follow property lines. This project is not in the critical area, so there will be no impact to critical area. And the existing conditions, this map is the entire Parcel O outlined in pink. The blue shows the Phase 1 and the Phase 2. Phase 1 is approximately 61 acres. As we said, this is a pre-submittal meeting, so we're still in the process of working all the details out. So some of the numbers and acreages I give you might slightly change as we get this in detail and submit it to the county. So it's approximately 61 acres. It is a mining site. So when you come up here, you probably have seen all these, up and down topography with, they're on all, both phases, there's 7 sediment traps that have to be removed. There's very little forest except around the edges, and there is an existing stormwater management pond. The floodplain is all outside this property. The floodplain's already actually been deeded to by easement to the county. So that's located down in this, and you can see an FP line. If you guys were up here, there's an FP line that circles the flood, or outlines the floodplain. There are no wetlands on this property. There, in the Phase 1, there is a tiny, tiny bit of wetland buffer. I think it's 0.2 acres right along this area that falls within Phase 1. We don't have any streams. The stream is down in this location in the floodplain. So there's no stream buffer, and there is no existing impervious on the site. So it's pretty much open and a mining site. We are, the forest is only along Grays Ford Road. So there's a like a forest, sort of a buffer along Gray Fort, and there's a small forest in this area. We're in the process of having a forest stand delineation done, so we'll know more about that. This side, we don't know of any specimen trees located in phase one. So the project itself, so what we do, we have here is that overall, this is phase one in the south, phase two in the north, phase one is age restricted. We come into the development through a roundabout, and then it has two separate parcels, one to phase two and one to phase one. Phase one is age restricted, and the reason we do that is because they are two different types of communities, being age restricted and non-age restricted. The non-age restricted community consists of 195 lots. There will be no demolition of buildings. The development techniques for this project, as you've known from the very beginning, it's a planned unit development. Planned unit developments, the reason they're a great way to develop property and a planning tool is they allow you to cluster. You can set your lot sizes smaller, you can cluster your development, and that way, that's the reason why we have so much open space in Two Rivers. So all the green area that you see on here, this is all preserved open space or forest conservation, or some of it, this area right here is blocked in. So they consider that sort of clustering the development because you can shorten all the utilities, the roads, and save as much open space as possible. So that's the technique that we use for all of Two Rivers, and we continue to parcel O. This is a single family detached product, and they will, be simple lots, so there's 195 lots. All the roads in Two Rivers, except for Conway, are private. We will be continuing to do private roads throughout both of these developments. The private roads are roughly, they're typically what we've been doing is 50-foot right away with a 28-foot road so that there could be some parking on one side of the road. You can't park on both sides. The open space for the project. So overall, Two Rivers is allowed 2,437 units. Right now, 2,060 have been platted. So we're allowed 377 more units at Two Rivers. So the combination of phase one and two are 377 units. The open space, though, is based on the total gross area of the site, which is over 1,400 acres. So 30% of the site is supposed to be maintained as open space. And open space in Arundel County is a couple things. You preserve woodland, you preserve wetlands, also rec area, like overlays open space. So it's a combination of things. It's to save natural areas and then provide area for active recreation. So we have required 316.2 acres of open space. Before adding any open space in parcel O and not including parcel O, we have 629.4 acres of open space. We're adding another 40 acres between both phases. And so we'll be at almost 670 acres of open space in this project, which is 117% more than is required. Active recreation area is also based on sort of the total of the whole project. And so with the total density, the 2437, we're required almost 28 acres. The existing rec, without any rec area provided in parcel O, is at 39 acres. We are looking at somewhere to 2.5 acres of recreation area in parcel O in both phases, and that'll bring us up to 41.9 acres. That's active recreation. The county also has a passive recreation requirement, but that's more of a natural area within the open space, and we meet what that requirement is. We'll be providing 50% more active recreation area than is required for, by code. So the project itself has provided way more of everything than that is required for the development of a PUD. Anything here? Stormwater management. So Anne Arundel County has what they call ESD, the MEP, which requires microbial retention. I think some of you have seen those throughout the development. We're working with the county on that. We also do have to provide quantity management, which is provided in stormwater management facilities, and there is some quality management. So right now, we are showing 3 stormwater management facilities, and then we will have those microbios that you've seen. They're like a low 1 foot deep facility scattered throughout the development, and we're working on the county with how many that we need to provide for this. Proposed limit of disturbance for this is roughly, for phase one, is roughly 55 acres. We're still working on the final grading and stormwater, so we don't know that number exactly, but it'll be around that acreage. For schools are a little tricky right now. So we are in Piney Orchard Elementary. This falls within Piney Orchard Elementary, Arundel Middle School, and Arundel High School. As of July 3rd, I can't remember what the letter said, but as of July 3rd, the county updates their school list every other week or something on the website. The Piney Orchard is closed, Arundel Middle School is closed, but the high school is open. But the county just introduced legislation on Monday, because there's been some redistricting and new schools and that type of thing. And so as of the legislation that was introduced on Monday, only the middle school is closed. And I think there's legislation, Bill 5223, that allows adjacent schools to meet that criteria. And there are schools that have very little capacity. They're about half full by the capacity needed for phase one. I'm sorry, phase two. Water and sewer, which is in a planned water and sewer service area. We will be providing public utilities. I'm going to show it on the bigger map just because of where everything is. Currently, there's a sewer pump station up by the community center. We will be building a pump station down in it's parcel Q next to phase one. For sewer, we will collect all the sewer by gravity to that pump station. Then that will have a force main that goes up phase four, and we are right now planning on
two. We're getting complaints because there's too many people in here. We can only have 100 people in the room.
Well, you know what? I will step out, but I would like to come back in and comment when you're done.
Okay. Yes, that's great. Thank you. Anybody else? I just own the venue. I don't have anything to do with this. Fire marshal.
So are you saying everybody in seating is? It makes
it's 100? Yeah, we have 100 chairs in here. We should have 100 chairs.
There's also a broken chair.
There's also a broken one. Okay, so everyone in the chairs.
We have 25,000.
I'm sorry, this is a safety concern. I don't get to the room pin.
96, 97, 98. So currently we have 98, 99, and 100.
All right. Do you mind closing the door though, so that any noise?
We're
going to
need it.
I want them to talk.
And it helps the air flow. Yeah. Have the door open.
You could.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fine then. You could
leave the door open.
Just make sure they don't.
Just so they don't call.
Okay, so I'll go back to the sewer because we did get interrupted. So the sewer in both phases will drain by gravity to the sewer pump station that's located down next to phase one, and then a forest main will go up to Grace Ford and into Meyer show the county, and the county has to approve all the water and the sewer and everything else. So we have one option that will go through, connected to the gravity sewer in Dawn, and another option that will connect all the way at Meyer Station to the roundabout and connect to the sewer within Conway Road. Water, there is water in within Estuary and Dawn. We have a connection out on Conway Road, and we have a connection in Estuary that will be extended and looped through the development so that they will have a loop, and if it happened, they would be shut down. So public water will be provided that way. Storm drain will be provided with the roads and the stormwater management. It'll be a whole system of how everything ties together and how it falls into existing outfalls, actually, because there are there's stormwater management pond. There's two large sediment traps that already exist on site, so we will be maintaining those outfalls. With regard to environmental features and what Anne Arundel County calls modifications, modification is an administrative request to allow you to disturb an environmental feature or other things that are in the code. Environmental features include such things as wetlands, streams, that type of thing. We do not have any modifications for any of that. The only two modifications that we will have is the way that the Forest Conservation legislation was approved. Nobody can clear any forest in the county without asking for a modification. That's just the way that it was set up. So there will be a modification. That's not considered environmental modification, but there will be a modification to clear a little bit of forest, to get into the site, maybe a little bit where the stormwater outfalls are. But for the most part, all these lots, the rec area, everything is within the mining area and the open area. We will also have, at least for right now, a modification to allow the private roads. And that's how we've done all of Two Rivers, but the county is actually working on that to eliminate the need for modifications. So we may or may not have that, but right now I'm going to say that we need it. And then one thing that I just want to make sure everybody knows before we get into any questions and answers is, and I'm going to, this will be in minutes too, but tomorrow we will upload the audio. The audio will go on the Anne Arundel County website. You can go on the website, which is communitymeetingcomments@aacounty.org, or you can just go into Anne Arundel County website and type community meetings, and it'll pop up. You'll see it. And there's a calendar. It's called a calendar. You go into the calendar, and you can find this meeting, and then it'll let you, for 14 days, you'll be able to add comments, questions, however, whatever you want. And then the county does notify us of those. And then we will add anything that's uploaded, we will add to the minutes from tonight's meeting. So it'll be a combination of whatever we talk about here, and it'll be a combination of whatever is uploaded during those 14 days. And then once that 14-day period closes, they give us 14 days to get all the minutes together and then sign. So anybody who signed in will get a copy of the minutes, and anybody that we originally invited will get a copy of the minutes. So there'll be a lot of minutes going out. So make sure you sign in before you leave. All right, the only other thing with layout, we are in the, like I said, we're in the process of really, working through everything. The developers asked us to look at trying to incorporate a recreation menu, so we're working on that right now. So this probably will look a little different when you see the sketch plan when it's submitted. And anything else you want to mention? Okay, so we can open up to questions, and I do need everybody to do them one at a time. And I saw you were first.
Actually, I was first.
That's right. He asked me before this started. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a couple talking points that I would like to go over with everybody. One, this is a completely new phase for Two Rivers. This was not part of their original 2060 homes. So with this, there is a special exception that's going to be required. They're going to have to do a complete study of traffic. They're going to also have to look at the school system, because Two Rivers Elementary School now is currently at capacity. If you currently right now, and again, I sympathize with anybody who lives in Two Rivers, that only one way in and one way out, because that's what you were told. Now, in our covenants, which Dover Hankin signed and agreed to, and they were modified in 2016, there was to be no access onto Meyer Station Road. The parcels that they wished to build on were to be placed in an easement and not built on based upon the covenants, because those parcels were part of the golf course that was originally supposed to be there for the 55 and older, and Dover Hankins told me he took it out. They took it out because they didn't feel the community could afford the golf course. Now, let's see, where
can
am I?
Can we keep this, though? There are a lot of people.
I'm almost done. Can I have somebody else's minutes?
He's answering, but maybe not correctly.
Go ahead. Well, you know what? How about we were originally supposed to be 850 homes, only senior living?
I'm going to get to that.
Then we went to 1,200. So we want to know, this is another addition.
Okay, this is what I'm saying.
Let me finish. We need to keep this on topic.
And we will. Okay? There currently is an emergency entrance on Meyer Station Road. It is currently being used. I witnessed that physically today. Again, I understand. Safety issues are a concern. You should have every right to be safe getting in and out of your community. Now, with part of Meyer Station Road and Grace Ford Road, under the state and the county, they're not classified as historic and scenic, but they are classified as a number two road with a hashtag, which means everything has to be very closely monitored and adhered to with anything that they're going to do to the road. This is state and this is county. So this isn't something that's just made up. Now, Dover, you spoke of a walking trail going across Meyer Station Road. Where you had that marking trail marked, there was supposed to be an underpass under Meyer Station Road for the golf carts. Let me finish.
You have one more minute, though, because really, we have
can
a
I have somebody
people.
Else's minutes till I'm done?
You can have
mine. Okay. So with that being said, you're going to have a crosswalk right at the peak of Souter Hill in which cars come down that road at 35 miles an hour, somebody will get injured. It's a question of when. Now, I've heard many meetings and many politicians over the course of the years have spoke of this mess. Two Rivers should have never been planned, never should have been voted on, and it is an inherent mess for this current administration that they need to work with. I see you shaking your head. Please don't, because this stuff is accurate. It's been reported multiple times. Now, Julie, I do have to call you out. With this, because it is an inherited mess, let's stop this mess right here before it happens.
Thank you.
Jim, you've had your time. I'm going to rebut. I'm going to rebut.
No, no, no. Hold on a sec.
Julie, I apologize for having to signal you out. I know your hands are tied and you're limited by what you're able to do, but we're hoping, we're praying, you can put forth the absolute best effort to defend this.
I'm not going to rebut every one of his items right now, but his comments
everybody
are
needs
riddled
to be quiet.
With non-factual information and inaccurate. And one thing he leaves out about the covenant is that the Forks had material breaches themselves with almost every respect of the major categories. We will rebut his comments through the minutes. Thank you.
David, you've been so deceptive. And you have promised.
Jim, you sit down.
We want to hear him.
You have promised this community, our community, so many things, and you have reneged on every one of your promises. You speak to the audience.
Yeah, I have a question. Since its inception, Two Rivers has promised to stay 1,320 or 1,350 feet away from the Two Rivers, and that would do away with that whole section of O, because that's within 1,300 feet.
It's inaccurate. The school stays out of the 1,320.
The river's right on your
side. I promise you, it stays out of the 1,320. It's surveyed outside the 1,320, correct, Marley? Ask and answer next. Right here.
Why is the golf course no longer available to us? When we bought, we were told that that would be part of our community. So what was the reason that it's not on the table anymore?
The golf course was removed in 2014.
I don't care when. Why was it removed?
The economics. I mean, there's a whole history on why we went through the process of removing it. And it was economics. It was economics.
What does economics mean? What does economics mean?
At that particular time, what was going on in the industry for golf course, and especially privately maintained courses by communities, they were failing. The particular year was removed, over 150 golf courses closed in the country, and only 14 new golf courses built. So it was an economics decision as the property owner. The environmental park was incorporated over into parcel N. You asked me a question, let me finish. Okay? I'm answering your question. The environmental park you're referring to was labeled as a possible golf course or and/or environmental park as a potential location, and parcel N was labeled as a possible agricultural park and/or environmental park. We incorporated both of those features into that amenity. Keep in mind, as a community, you all have to maintain all this stuff, and it costs money. And we have, as a developer, have to be conscious of allowing you to balance these fees, and you can overbuild these things. But that's the answer.
You mentioned that there are areas up there for recreation. What's recreation?
Active recreation.
The county's recreation is just land. That's right. All they require.
You call it recreation.
Is that like sidewalks to walk on?
No.
It's just land.
Active recreation area for Anne Arundel County is an acreage requirement. So you have to provide so much area in land that's less than 5% in slope.
That's kind of disgusting.
So in other words, it's just grass.
Yeah. That's all that's required.
There is a proposed trail loop. There is actually a loop proposed to go around the pond. The Stone Road under this plan is going to be proposed to be paved and completed. There's more walking trails.
So with that, in terms of around amenities, is that actually part of the plan that's going to be actually definitively defined, what's happening with amenities?
Yes, we'll define with the sketch plan and the final what amenities are going to be.
I'll speak to the amenities now. There was a meeting Monday with the Two Rivers community, and the big topic was a lot about amenities, okay? With the planning, the engineer has now been instructed to incorporate some kind of amenity package, which will be a structure, a pool, into this program as an additional feature into the community, because we heard those cries from the community that they believe their pools are becoming overcrowded. So as part of this process, there will be another center planned into the program. Okay?
I have a practical question about
one person at a time, please.
Thank you. I would like to know, I know you mentioned Monday about roads being improved, and you know, there are barely any improvements, and there seems to be a major concern about the ability of stationing state of the farm.
Yes, there is a traffic impact study that is completed. Will be submitted with the sketch plan, and it may, we don't know at this point in time yet, but it will identify, but it may identify certain mitigations that may need to happen to certain roads that are deemed inadequate under the code. If they're not deemed inadequate under the code, they would most likely not be touched. Okay, but there's a whole process that's part of the code. That happens with schools, that happens with roads, that happens with storm drain infrastructure. These items which Marilee has referred to as APF, or adequate public facilities, or
yes,
certain items, we have to go through that process. If we don't meet that criteria, we can't move forward, or we move forward on a limited basis. But that stuff all gets addressed through the subdivision process, which are the governing laws that are adopted in the county that we have to follow. The planning and zoning ensures we follow.
What is your special exception?
The special exception may require a modification because this was originally not identified. Years ago, it was identified as lots, then it got revised to a golf course, and then it's been revised back. It's, right now, it's identified as an environmental park. The underlying zoning is for lots.
And the roads will be done before the development is built.
The roads, if identified during the process, they have to be bonded before we start. They don't necessarily have to be completed. But usually we build them. Once we get bonded, we go ahead and build and construct. Now, the county, I will give the county is focused on Conway Road right now. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a significant project that's going through the process. And that's
the Grace Ford is going to need development.
There may be a widening project along the front of it. It'll all come out during the subdivision process.
When is the county hearing? Sorry.
I don't know if it hasn't been scheduled yet. It's a separate process.
But we still have the ability.
Yes, you have the ability to come out to that project.
The recreation area there on the upper right, is that open to all Two Rivers members or only people that rent lots or plots?
That's open to all. And I will add about the new amenity we're talking about adding to Two Rivers, is we've been hearing about some overcrowding in gymnasiums and our really exercise areas, you know, limited use for grandchildren in the age-restricted pool. The intent of this new facility will be a reciprocal facility. It will be open to all. We think it would be a new component to bring into Two Rivers. You'll still have your villages, you'll still have your hamlets, but this center would function as open to all. Okay.
Open to all?
Open to all.
Two Rivers.
All of Two Rivers residents. Back there. At the time that was all created, the only thing that was really available was the APF for 2060. Things have changed over time, okay? And the 2060 set what would be a viable community. It would work. You kind of get your numbers. These communities expand all the time. What you're also not referring to is that your master declaration and the covenant are both amendable documents, and that those rights were reserved by the developer to mend them. I ask you to refer to your declaration. That's in the documents.
So do you need approval from the city?
No, we've reserved. No, you have to read. You need to refer to your documents.
Where are those documents?
You have them. They were given to you at closing.
Yes, I want to go back to the traffic. Widening or putting shoulders on Conway is not going to solve the issue. Putting shoulders on Meyer Station and Grace Ford will not solve the issue. We still have to get to the circle and get out to three. The only way I think that you can solve the issue is to get to three in another route. What are the plans to build a second exit entrance onto Route 3?
There are none. There are none.
So you'll never solve this issue. I mean, basically, moving forward, the new point will be back here next week and, you know, arguing the same question. The traffic is deplorable. We heard on Monday night, emergency vehicles can't get through, school buses are clogging, school buses on those historic scenic routes, you know, how, I don't know how many will have to go in and out for that many homes, but we're, it's a dangerous situation.
Okay, I'm hearing you. Thank you for your comment right here.
So, okay, so. Is here. So you're on our board,
yes.
And you're the developer. So you have privy
right.
to certain information that goes on in the board that in some cases will be deliberative. How do we protect the community who has a fiduciary right, right? The board of directors have a fiduciary right to us. It seems like there's a huge conflict of interest here. How is that handled or resolved?
Well, I believe one of the items that I thought was also a conflict of interest, I recused myself from.
Okay.
I've done that in certain items where I've gone. I take my board seat very seriously. I also have a job to do as
right.
a developer. I have to balance that out. But as the developer, we are entitled to reserve. We're allowed to put people on the board. Okay? It's part of, especially in a community this size, making a reasonable transition because we have all the background. And then we transition ourselves out over a couple of years.
But would you recuse yourself for this project while you're on the board?
I don't know. I haven't seen the information. I may see the information and then say, I'm not getting involved in this. It depends on what the item
but
is.
But it's up to your discretion.
It is. Honestly, it is. Yes, but I have done it. I've done it.
So, at the top of
who does the traffic study and who pays for it?
We are required to pay for it and do it as the developer.
So, your county can't require you to have an independent traffic study instead of you paying and you picking who does it?
That's what they are doing. They have us go get an independent traffic engineer and they do the study, but we still have to pay for it.
Good.
At the top of phase two, it looks to be like a path that goes up to like the estuary up
yes.
in there. Is that a path and or will that ever turn into a road such that all those folks would drive from there to estuary to Dawn
that's
to
just
Two Rivers?
That's just an interconnection for a trail.
Pedestrian path.
That's a trail that
all
I
the way in the back. Is that
a couple of comments. If the schools, elementary, medium, and high school are all filled, are you supposed to build more houses if there's no capacity for the schools?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's part of the APF that has to be addressed.
Yeah, but if the county's not buying land to build more buildings, build more schools, you should have the schools first and then the house.
That's how it happens. Unless the schools are available under the county APF laws, we will not gain approval.
And secondly, I'm a professional residential real estate appraiser, and I'll lose money, but I don't care. I don't like that wrong project.
Fair, man.
I hear you talk about rec land. Do you define the strip on Two Rivers Parkway as rec land?
Two Rivers Parkway, I don't know where you're...
Which you going from the gatehouse all the way
back. Are you talking about the trail?
The trail?
The
Two Rivers Boulevard is not
the median strip. That's
no,
about
no.
Feet
the
wide.
Median strip is not considered rec.
Okay.
Can a community oppose this plan?
That's your prerogative. Back here in the blue shirt.
I understand what your benefit is from doing it. You have over 5,000 people who live in Two Rivers now. Tell me what benefit to any of us from your 400 new neighbors.
Well, at following up on the meeting Monday, you will be getting an additional amenity center. Okay?
Yeah, but that's so far away.
This will generate positive income and additional HOA fees above and beyond fixed costs that we already have. Jim, you've had enough
no,
to say
no,
that.
I have a right to speak.
You have enough to
wait.
Deal. You had your turn.
Stop. If I can add to that, there is a housing shortage in Anne Arundel County that this is also going to help
for the poor.
Right
here.
Yeah.
Grays Fork Road. Other than that, you're going to see that this will overcapacitate the roads and create a tremendous hazard, not only for the people driving on the road, but the residents trying to get in and out of the rear.
What about our neighborhood?
He made a statement right here.
How about Meyer Station Road? You want to impact everybody on Meyer Station Road.
That will be addressed for the traffic impact study. Your speaking items that are going to be talked to during the traffic impact study. Right here.
The traffic study when the school went in, and I spoke with someone from the county, it was never done because they had to get the school done. Some brief whatever was done. But it was never done according to what's going to happen when the school was done. I personally called Anne Arundel County, and they said, well, we had to hurry up and get the thing done. So we didn't have time to do the traffic study for Conway Road with the buses and the schools. And I have a second point, please. I personally and my husband sat in Crofton Town Center in 2015 or 2014 when all of you guys stood up and told us it was 850 homes, all age restricted. So then, and trust me, I love kids, so this is not a problem for me. Then it went to 1,200 because we're going to add on multi-generational homes. My question to you is, we didn't know anything about these additional homes. So I want to know, how many, because all we've been told, it's always been in the plan. When we bought our house, the realtor told us, no, you don't understand. All of what you're seeing here and all these changes were always in their plan. So I want to know, besides this piece here, what's your next plan that's coming? Because our community center, you have not enlarged it. You built that community center according to the 1,200 or 850 homes. And they don't work for the 2,000 or 2,100 we have right now. Those community centers were built for those original numbers when you lied to us, and you did lie because you stood up there bold-faced, and my husband and I asked you, are you sure you're not going to do this? And so here we are. We want to know what you're going to do about the community centers that we have right now that are not adequate.
To answer your question about the size of those facilities, those facilities have always been sized for some number greater than what is going in.
Or maybe 100.
No. The general rule of thumb in the industry for an age-restricted community is 10 square feet per unit is what you typically plan for. Okay, there's no laws in these facilities that create these sizes, but there are industry standards. We rely on professionals and architects. That ultimately created a situation of needing about, that facility is 15,000 square feet. That would equate to about 1,500 homes from a sizing perspective. On the non-age restricted side, general rule is 6 to 7 square feet per unit. Okay, that's an industry trend. You start driving around these communities, you see them. That's about how big their clubhouses are. Okay, that particular facility is 11,000 square feet. At 7 a unit, given the benefit of the 6 to 7, that equates to about 1,500. Neither of these centers, even with this, the community was always planned with a sliding scale to seat 1,260 in each of the facilities.
So you don't deny that originally you told us there were 850 only senior homes.
That's not, no. It was
you
originally,
don't deny that, do you?
No. What you were told there was going to be over 2,000.
No, we never. And many people ask the same question over and over and over. Are you sure there's only going to be 850 age-restricted homes?
The plan was for over 2,000.
Well, you didn't reveal that plan.
Ma'am, you're going to let me finish? The plan was originally for 2,060. That was amended into a program that created a cap on non-age restricted of 1260 and a floor of 800 for non-age restricted.
Then why weren't we given that information then?
That was all in the documents.
I'm not talking about the documents when we bought our house. I'm talking about when we went to Crofton Town Center to have a meeting about before this thing ever got going. Many people came and we all asked the same questions over and over. And we were told it was 850 age restricted homes. And we asked over and over, are you building more? You can tell us this was in the plan. But whoever I don't remember who it was, stood up there and repeatedly said, 850, we are not doing anything more.
I can't speak to
But I can, and my husband, if he was here, would attest to it as well, and any other one that went. It was like 2014 or 2015.
I mean, the documents have spoken.
Well, we didn't have documents then. We went there to find out what was going on. Anne Arundel County was getting ready to approve it. This is the information. And I'm going to say the last thing, sorry. The community centers are not adequate. I don't care what this says about square footage and all the kinds of things. You want to keep building. You want people to come because those people are going to be able to come down to our villages and use those commodities. We need something more. And you as the developer need to think about it, about what you can add on. One of the things I've seen in other places, they have a separate building for a craft and wood shopping mill, which I think lots of people would like, and get input from the community. But if you want to do something to make us happy, you need to expand those centers.
Understood. Yeah, and I want to go back to your first comment.
Please.
Your first comment about Conway Road and the traffic study.
It wasn't. They told me it wasn't.
Okay.
Sorry.
The traffic study for Conway was actually completed. That's how they moved forward with the plan that they're implementing now in the design process. Now, what I will tell you is if you go back and refer to that study, it includes these lots.
You know what? A lot of us have
all right.
I have a request, please.
Sure.
All of these documents, in theory, were available to us at closing or in 2014 or whenever. I'm going to please ask that all these relevant documents you're referring to about the master plan, all this stuff, please post them and don't make a search and hope we can find them or not find them and have still bad.
All right, I'm going to have to close this meeting out because we have in 15 minutes the phase two meeting. So at this point,
we're going to find all the people that are going to attend the 7 o'clock meeting are also here.
I get that, but I, by law, have to close this out and I have to start all over again and say the same stuff for phase two. So I'm going to close this meeting out right now.